Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm Catherine Lanford. The UN Secretary General is calling for an immediate halt to the fighting in Gaza and says that intense negotiations are needed to come up with the necessary arrangements. Ban Ki-moon has begun a week-long trip to the region in Egypt to resolve the crisis in the Gaza Strip. And we're going to turn now to Magdi Abdelhadi. He's the BBC correspondent in Cairo, and he joins us now live. Now, Magdi, given that fighting is continuing even during a scheduled three-hour pause today, what are the prospects for a ceasefire this week?
Well, we have been sort of, there was a sense of, you know, we're almost there early in the week when the international envoy for the Middle East, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, was here, met President Mubarak, and after that he gave a very upbeat assessment saying, you know, all the elements are there on the table and we just got to press harder and we'll get there. Then, at the start of the week, it felt like we're almost there. Hamas delegation was there twice. There was an Israeli delegation on the way to Cairo that has been put off. So suddenly we are sort of in a state of not knowing when will the breakthrough happen. You know, we're getting reports about, let me just remind the listeners of what's on the table. On the table is a Franco-Egyptian initiative that calls for a provisional ceasefire to be followed by talks on a long-term ceasefire, the reopening of the border crossings, and crucially for Hamas, Israel and Egypt, the Israelis want new security measures along the border between Gaza and Egypt to ensure that there will be no more smuggling of weapons from Egypt into Gaza, so that once there is a ceasefire, Hamas cannot rearm and pose the same threat. And now what we hear is that Hamas are objecting to that particular item because the idea that there will be monitors along the border on the Hamas side of the border, on the Gaza side of the border, and Hamas is adamant, not on my territory, and the Egyptians won't have it on their territory either. So also Hamas doesn't want the ceasefire to be given free of charge. They want the ceasefire to be connected to immediate Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza territory, and Israel doesn't like that idea. So what will it take to bridge that gap? I believe a lot of arm twisting, more fighting. What is happening on the ground will ultimately, who's going to blink first. Possibly the arrival of the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to Israel. Will he be able to put pressure on the Israelis? I doubt it, given the fact that there is already a United Nations Security Council resolution calling on both sides for an immediate halt to the fighting, and that has been ignored. So I just don't see why should the Secretary General himself make all the difference.
Very succinctly, Magdi, what's at stake for the Egyptians, since we're talking about Cairo?
Sorry, can you repeat that question again?
What's at stake exactly? Remind people, what's at stake for the Egyptians?
Oh, it's vital because, you know, this is happening in the Egyptians' backyard. It's, you know, there's violence there. I mean, could easily spill over, potentially destabilizing. Public opinion is very much pro-Palestinians. The longer this goes, the more pressure President Mubarak comes under. And he has enough problems, domestic problems in his plate. It's the last thing he wants to see, an ongoing humanitarian, disastrous humanitarian situation next door.
All right. Magdi, I want to thank you for joining us. That is Magdi Abdelhadi. He is a BBC correspondent. They're, of course, one of our partners here on The Takeaway.